This is Twit.
So ever since November, Facebook's been denying that Russians bought political ads on Facebook. On Wednesday, they admitted it. More than $100,000 worth of ads on hot-button social issues targeting voters. Many of the ads didn't refer to political candidates, but the purchases, we're starting to learn, were aimed at people who were Clinton voters. Facebook officials says that these ads were purchased by a multitude of fake accounts created by the Internet Research Agency, which is a well-known kind of troll factory out of Russia. I almost said the Soviet Union. It kind of feels like it, doesn't it? It's a far part of their very broad disinformation efforts. It does really raise the issue. Facebook, after the election, said, we didn't have anything to do with that. Mark said, but I think we're learning more and more that Facebook wields immense power because of its ad platform, because of its vast usership in the United States and around the world. And this is concerning. It is. Now, we talked about this on Wednesday and This Week in Google, and we thought at the time that it wasn't illegal. But I do believe now, having looked into it, that it is illegal for a foreign government to try to influence elections by buying ads. That's not legal. So Facebook did violate federal law by selling those ads. They probably didn't know. They say Facebook is cooperating now with members of Congress. Staff members briefed Senate and House Intelligence Committees on Wednesday. Facebook's also cooperating with Robert Mueller, the special counsel. They wrote, "We have shared our findings with U.S. authorities investigating these issues. We'll continue to work with them as necessary." What is Facebook's responsibility? And did they know all along that they... Why didn't they only now find out that these ads were sold to Russian entities?
I wonder when you do Facebook ads, what's the process? You go on, you open up your account or whatever, and you sign in to say, "I want to purchase some ads." What are the questions that are being asked from the Facebook form to give you access to have ad placement on there? You know, Dale Coco, I believe, is in the chat. He said, you know, they shouldn't have anyone doing ads for political reasons. But does Facebook even know when someone signs up? I mean, I could just go in there and say, "I want to do Aunt Pruitt ads." And they probably don't even care what the ads are. It just says Aunt Pruitt. I don't know. Anybody ever done this?
No, there is a they ask you how much you want to spend. You submit the ad, and then they have to approve it. And I don't know what their criterion on, but there is a step where some algorithm or some human approves the ad. Because you can't just put anything.
I think it's humans. But I will also say that I've done this, and it does not take long.
Yeah.
For it to get
so
approved.
They're not looking
it's
real hard.
Fast.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
What really for someone who spends more time watching the White House, circle the drain than following Apple these days. What's interesting about the Facebook thing is that we've known that the Russians hacked Podesta's emails and got all this anti-Hillary stuff. Well, what we don't know is how they knew to direct it to the right precincts and to weaponize it is the jargon they use. And one of the theories is, and what Mueller is trying to find out, is did the Trump campaign operation, which had great research, feed it to the Russians and help them weaponize the thing. If they did,
they knew what precincts they needed to sway. Yeah.
Right.
Who knows better?
The Facebook thing is not dispositive because it's pretty easy for someone who doesn't know much about U.S. politics to guess at where to send stuff. You know, you know which states are, I don't know. It's fairly easy to target with Facebook's tools, and it may not require the sophistication of a Steve Bannon to know exactly where to send those things. We don't know yet.
New York Times has an interesting article about this kind of Russian troll farm. And an example, Melvin Reddick of Harrisburg, PA, a friendly-looking American with a backward baseball cap and a young daughter, you can see it in his profile picture, posted, these guys show hidden truth about Hillary Clinton, George Soros, and other leaders of the U.S., and a link to a DCLeaks.com. But there is no Melvin Reddick. He is a made-up character by Russian hackers. And this was the problem is, and I can understand, Facebook, look, there, people have posed as me on Facebook. And it took me going to Facebook saying, that's not me, to get it down. They've got 1.5 billion users. This is a very
difficult. Hard to filter a billion records, you know.
Yeah.
Facebook is reactive, you know, when it comes to this kind of thing. And I think that's, to me, that's been over time covering this stuff, whether it's people impersonating other people. They have a big problem with this in India, for instance, of folks impersonating other people to get Facebook accounts and then say bad things about them. This is like I've talked to some people who are dealing with this. I think Facebook at a basic level is reactive, whether that's whatever it is that violates their terms and conditions,
necessary.
Whether it's violent video.
What are you going to do? Right. I think that's necessary. I don't know how they can be proactive.
I guess I don't either. But I think that's what we're seeing to a certain degree is because of that, is because Facebook, can't be proactive about it, maybe.
Right.
And that's why we see this stuff after the fact. This point in the New York Times story about, you know, the company said it also found another 2,200 ads that were, you know, bought in America and were sort of more vaguely related to politics than the more direct advertising stuff. And they hadn't really figured out yet whether or not those were part of this larger effort.
Right.
You know, they're just, I think they're trying to figure it out. Maybe that's normal, but that's part of what we're seeing,
yeah,
right?
They do.